Most Tennessee students will take standardized tests with pencil and paper for at least another year. The state's Department of Education has signed a contract with a new testing company following the failed switch to online assessments this year. But education leaders are hesitant to give computer-based testing another go right away. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
It's not that the new company doesn't know how to give tests online. Questar just finished converting Mississippi to computer-based testing without too much trouble. But Tennessee Education Commissioner Candace McQueen says this year's worst-case scenario with a vendor that has since been fired revealed that there could be some benefit to additional prep time.
We also heard from the field that folks feel like they also need to get a comfort level with computerized testing, online testing with their students, and this allows that to be planned for.
For the upcoming year, some high schoolers will take end-of-year exams online, but only if their school is deemed ready. The goal is to get everyone online by 2019. The Questar contract is a two-year deal. The way state education officials do the math, it's a little cheaper than the old agreement with Measurement, Inc. The state's currently in negotiations with that testing company after breaking off a $100 million contract. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.